is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is now set to hold his first one-on-one meeting, in-person talk with an African leader on Thursday, hosting Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta as war and humanitarian crises roil neighboring Ethiopia. That's according to the White House. The Oval Office talks come just weeks after Biden signed an executive order threatening to levy sanctions against the Ethiopian prime minister and other leaders involved in a conflict gripping the Tigray region if steps are not taken soon to wind down the 11-month-old war. But the situation appears to have only worsened on the ground, with Tigray forces saying Ethiopia's government has launched a long-threatened major military offensive against them in an attempt to end the war. A statement from the Tigray External Affairs Office earlier in the week alleged that hundreds of thousands of Ethiopians' regular and irregular fighters launched coordinated assaults on several fronts. Kenya, which shares a border with Ethiopia, has long had a strong relationship with the U.S. partnering with Washington in efforts to thwart Islamic terrorism. Kenya currently holds the presidency of the U.N. Security Council, a post that rotates monthly, one reason why Kenyatta is in the United States. Britain's Brexit minister on Tuesday accused the EU of wishing failure on its former member and bad-mouthing the UK as a country that can't be trusted. David Frost said during a speech in Lisbon that the EU does not always look like it wants us to succeed or get back to constructive working together. He said a fundamental rewrite of the mutually agreed divorce deal was the only way to fix the excess fractious relationship, and he warned that Britain could push an emergency override button.